Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the news at 9. The headlines. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says White Revolution 2.0 will lead to women's empowerment and strengthen organic farming, among several other benefits. President Draupadi Murmu appeals to all educational institutions to encourage girls to acquire higher education and become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi to visit US to attend Quad Leaders Summit, to also attend Summit of the Future at UN and hold bilateral meetings. Jordan becomes first country in the world to completely eliminate leprosy. And in cricket, R. Ashwin scores his 6th Test century to help India score 339 for 6 on day 1 of the Chennai Test against Bangladesh. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, no power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back to Jammu and Kashmir as long as the BJP is in power. Prime Minister Modi said that these have gone forever. Addressing election rallies in Katra and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the BJP was committed to restoring statehood to Jammu and Kashmir as promised in Parliament.
Hum Jammu Kashmir mein Pakistan ke agenda ko lagu nahi hone denge. Duniya ki koi taqat Jammu Kashmir mein Article 370 ki wapasi nahi kara sakti.
The Prime Minister said, today the world is watching how the people of Jammu and Kashmir are strengthening India's democracy.
Hum sabhi ke liye ye bahut khushi ki baat hai, garv ki baat hai, ki itni badi tadad mein log voting ke liye apne gharon se bahar nikle. Yuva ho, mahilaye ho, bujurg ho, sabhi ne khule man se voting ki. Pichli baar ki voting ke record toot gaye.
Mr. Modi said it was the BJP government that started the Vande Bharat Express train from Delhi to Katra. He said that the Pakaldul, Rattal, Kiru and Kavarpa projects are currently under construction and will not only generate electricity but also provide livelihood for the youth of Jammu. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow in Katra. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming, and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. He was speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi today on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry. He said, today India has become the largest milk producing country in the world. Mr. Shah said, maximum women are engaged in the dairy sector, with some generating business worth 60,000 crore rupees in Gujarat alone.
ये श्वेत क्रांति अभियान दो जो है वो सबसे पहला काम करेगा महिला स्वावलंबन का, महिला सशक्तिकरण का. हम सब जानते हैं कि दूध के उत्पादन के साथ और विशेषकर कोऑपरेटिव दूध के उत्पादन के साथ डेयरी के साथ माताएं बहनें जुड़ी हैं और माताओं बहनों को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना, स्वावलंबी बनाना, उनका एम्पावरमेंट करना, सशक्तिकरण करना, ये कोई और कार्यक्रम नहीं कर सकता जितना अच्छे से हमारी डेयरी कर सकती है.
The minister said it was a long-standing demand that there should have been a ministry of cooperation, and this demand was fulfilled by the NDA government. Mr. Shah said that the government is giving new impetus to the rural economy through cooperatives. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also launched a guidebook on formation and strengthening of 2 lakh new MPACS, primary dairy and fishery cooperative societies in villages or panchayats, uncovered so far, SOP on White Revolution 2.0 and cooperation among cooperatives. In Odisha, the first BJP government led by Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi completed 100 days today. Mr. Majhi addressed a public meeting in Puri this afternoon to present the 100-day report card of his government. Mr. Majhi said the party's election manifesto is a scripture for him, and the government has fulfilled the promises made to the people. He said that, as promised, the state government has made provisions for a minimum support price of 3,100 rupees per quintal for paddy farmers. The Chief Minister added that his government has launched the largest ever women-centric scheme, Subhadra. President Draupadi Murmu has appealed to all educational institutions and teachers to encourage daughters to acquire higher education and become self-reliant. The President was addressing the convocation ceremony of the Devi Ahilya Vishwavidyalaya in Indore today. She said with the support and guidance of parents and teachers, daughters can dream big and achieve those dreams, allowing true partnership in the country's development. Ms. Murmu encouraged students to base their future career choices on their abilities and interests, assuring them that success will follow if this path is chosen.
आपने से बहुत से विद्यार्थियों ने ये निर्णय ले लिया होगा कि कौन सा प्रोफेशन अपनाने वाले हैं या कहाँ उच्च शिक्षा लेने वाले हैं। लेकिन आप में से अनेक विद्यार्थियों ने मन में अभी भी ये दुविधा है कि नौकरी करें या आगे पढ़ाई करें, एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप बने या फिर किसी कॉम्पिटिटिव एग्जाम में एडमिशन के लिए तैयारी करें। मैं चाहूंगी कि आप अपने भविष्य के बारे में सोच समझ कर निर्णय लें।
Praising Indore, which has ranked first in India's Swachhata survey 7 times in a row, President Murmu said the residents of Indore have set an extraordinary example in the field of cleanliness. President Murmu has since reached Ranchi in Jharkhand after concluding her 2-day visit to Madhya Pradesh. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar and Chief Minister Hemant Soren welcomed her at the Ranchi airport. The President will address the centenary celebration of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, Namkum in Ranchi tomorrow. In Bihar, 15 miscreants have been arrested in connection with the torching of 21 houses belonging to the Dalit community in the Krishnanagar area of Nawada district. According to police, the houses were set on fire allegedly over a land dispute. After the incident, violent clashes broke out. District Magistrate Ashutosh Verma said the situation is tense but under control and a large number of police personnel have been deployed in the area. He said patrolling by the police has been intensified. An SIT has been constituted for the investigation and raids are being carried out to nab the culprits. The West Bengal Medical Council has cancelled the registration of former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh. He is currently in CBI custody in connection with the rape and murder case at the institute. According to media reports, Sandeep Ghosh was served a show cause notice on September 6, 2024. As he did not respond to it even within 13 days, the medical council decided to cancel his registration. Meanwhile, Chief Secretary Manoj Pant issued directives to the Health and Family Welfare Department to ensure the safety, security and efficient functioning of the health system in the state. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to the United States from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday.
The Quad's constructive agenda continues to develop. We continue to work on development priorities in the Indo-Pacific, in implementing sustainable development goals, delivering public goods, strong focus on peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Our agenda covers health security, climate change, critical and emerging technologies, HADR, infrastructure, connectivity, maritime security and counterterrorism.
The Foreign Secretary informed that the Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said the Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders.
There will be an opportunity for both sides to exchange a few agreements. Two that I would highlight are the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework related agreements and India-US Drug Framework related MOU. There will be a bilateral fact sheet also that will be released on this occasion, which will give you more details. We also expect to have bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia.
Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. Mr. Misri said the Prime Minister will travel to New York to attend the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. New Delhi has rejected a media report on the diversion of Indian defense exports to Ukraine. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said, "The ministry considers it speculative and misleading." He said it implies violations by India where none exist, and therefore it is inaccurate and mischievous. Mr. Jaiswal said India has an impeccable track record of compliance with international obligations regarding the export of military and dual-use items. The World Health Organization, WHO, today declared Jordan as the first country in the world to eliminate leprosy, marking a significant milestone in global public health efforts. WHO said that Jordan has not reported any autochthonous cases of leprosy for over two decades. The declaration was made after commissioning an independent team to assess the situation. Congratulating Jordan on this milestone, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, "Leprosy has afflicted humanity for millennia, but efforts have been made to stop its transmission and freeing individuals, families and communities from its suffering and stigma country by country." The seventh edition of the Sharjah Investment Forum, or SIF, 2024 meeting concluded today after 2 days of intense discussions on a futuristic vision for smart economies. The forum saw a significant presence of Indian business leaders and investors. A key session titled CEPA, Unlocking New Horizons for Bilateral Trade and Investment, focused on the comprehensive economic partnership agreement between the two countries. The Indian Coast Guard signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Habitats Trust and HCL Foundation for Marine Conservation in New Delhi today. The primary objective of the initiative is to implement critical conservation efforts, including the removal of ghost nets and mapping and classifying areas affected by ghost gear. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till tomorrow. East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places Sunday onwards. The weather agency has forecast hot and humid weather in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till tomorrow. In the first cricket test of the two-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Ravichandran Ashwin scored his sixth test century and was batting at 102, along with Ravindra Jadeja at 86 when stumps were drawn. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored 56, while Rishabh Pant contributed 39 for India. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansod has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the China Open at Chongzhou. She defeated world number 25 Kirsty Gilmore of Scotland in the pre-quarterfinals today. India's equity benchmark indices ended with modest gains after hitting record highs in intraday trade following the US Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates by 50 basis points. A report.
At close, Sensex gained by 236 points at 83,184 and NSE Nifty was marginally up by 38 points to close at 25,415. In the foreign exchange market today, the Indian rupee appreciated by 7 paise to close at 83 rupees and 68 paise against the US dollar. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading more than 1% up at $74.47 per barrel when reports last came in. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, "No power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back in Jammu and Kashmir." Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says, "White Revolution 2.0 will lead to women's empowerment and strengthen organic farming, among several other benefits." President Draupadi Murmu appeals to all educational institutions to encourage girls to acquire higher education and become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi to visit US to attend Quad Leaders Summit, to also attend Summit of the Future at UN and hold bilateral meetings. Jordan becomes first country in the world to completely eliminate leprosy. And in cricket, R. Ashwin scores his sixth test century. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.